Jesus had three really special friends. They were two sisters and a brother. The sisters were Mary and Martha, and the brother was Lazarus. Jesus was traveling around with his disciples, teaching people about God's love, when he got a message from the two sisters. "The one you love is ill," was the message. "Lazarus is really sick." Jesus said, "God be glorified." And he stayed where he was for two more days, teaching people about how to follow God's way. And then he said to his disciples, "Let's go to Bethany, the town where my friends Lazarus and Mary and Martha live." And the disciples said, "Let's not go to Bethany, because we remember this wasn't that long ago, Jesus. Don't you remember? Last time we were there, people were so angry with us, they were throwing rocks at you. We think maybe it would be better if we skip going to Bethany." And Jesus said, "I'm not ashamed of the work that I do. Our friend Lazarus has died. It's time for us to go to Bethany." The disciple Thomas said, "Well, if he's going, I guess we, the rest of us, might as well go along so that we can die with him." And so they followed Jesus as he set out for Bethany. It took him two or three days to walk there. So by the time they all got to Bethany, Lazarus had actually been dead for 4 days. "If you'd been here, our brother would not have died," said Martha when she came out to meet Jesus. And Mary said the same thing a few minutes later. Everybody was crying. Jesus said, "Where did you bury him?" And they said, "Come on, we'll show you." And so as they walked together to the cemetery, Jesus cried too. And at the cemetery, he discovered that Lazarus had been buried in a cave, and a really big rock had been rolled in front of the cave to seal off the entrance. Jesus said, "Take away that stone." Martha said, "I don't think that's a very good idea, Jesus. It's not going to smell good. He's been dead for 4 days." And Jesus said, "Martha, what if I told you about seeing and believing and getting to see the glory of God?" So Martha allowed the stone to be taken away from the entrance to the cave, and Jesus started to pray, and he said, "Father, I thank you for always hearing my prayers. I know you always hear me. And today I'm praying this prayer for the sake of all these people gathered around here so that they also can know that you sent me." And then Jesus shouted into the cave, "Lazarus, come on out of there." And Lazarus did come walking out on his own two feet. And Jesus said to some of the people near, "Quick, get all that cloth off of him." Because in those days, people were wrapped up in a lot of fabric when they were buried. And so Jesus said, "Unbind him and let him go." And there was Lazarus, alive and well. He went home with his sisters and resumed his life. Not long after that, Mary and Martha and Lazarus held a dinner party for Jesus. His friends loved him more than ever. But his enemies were more suspicious than ever. They, in fact, started planning to kill him. So we're going to say a prayer now, and then it'll be time for Sunday school. Can you find somebody's hand to hold? Xavier, want to hold my hand? Gracious and holy God, we want to live life like Jesus and his friends did, full of love and faith and courage and hope. We thank you for showing us that such a life is possible and for making that life possible for us. Amen.